You know, we think of technology and how it has entered our lives, and we've seen it make our lives more comfortable. We've seen this in everything from home appliances such as refrigerators to, you know, opening door locks, turning off lights from remote locations. We've also looked at ways that our cars have been made safer with technology. But now that safety has also gone to our entertainment out and about. Getting out on the water has been made a lot easier and a lot more fun and a lot more safer with Sea-Doo. And we've got Sea-Doo's Watercrafts Director of Engineering, Ronald Plante, who is with us to tell us a little bit about some of the technology and innovations in the new Sea-Doo. Congratulations on these tremendous achievements. Ronald, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you very much.
Tell us a little bit about the Sea-Doo GTX Limited IS-255 and the RXT IS-255. What makes these the safest personal watercrafts ever to hit the water?
So first, Sea-Doo want to improve the comfort on the water and also the security on the water. So as you know, boats don't have any suspension, you know, a real suspension. So Sea-Doo developed a new suspension where the complete deck is over a suspension system. So all the three passengers are suspended. And we do it with, it's controlled by a computer. So for a while we call it, IS for intelligent suspension. And the suspension at that is calibration or the spring rate function of the wave condition on the water. So that was the first thing to improve really comfort on a rough water condition. And also, we develop a new braking system for a personal watercraft. And the brake is as easy as a motorcycle or a ETV, you know, all-terrain vehicle. So you just brake and it brake, okay? And it works really well.
Now, how did somebody using a personal watercraft before stop? I mean, how is this different from how we would do this before on a personal watercraft?
A personal watercraft is like other boat, it didn't have any brake system. You just release the throttle and you need to take care to be sure that you slow down your boat, before to hit something, you know. Yeah. So basically we didn't have any braking system. And now with the new technology, because we control the throttle electronically, so it's a ITC technology, mean electronic throttle control. So we don't have any more a cable between the throttle and the throttle body. It's a wire, so it's drive by wire. So now when you release the throttle and you brake with a brake lever, the computer automatically release the throttle, put a gate down, so it's the reverse gate, and reverse the thrust, so wow. The thrust now is a reverse, and the computer will reapply the thrust. So it will slow down the boat, but reapply the thrust on the control way, like a little bit like an ABS, we will control the thrust on and off, until we have a complete stop.
This is a tremendous achievement because obviously it's much safer for the rider to be able to, suddenly something comes in front of them. They have a little more room to work with this intelligent brake and reverse system without it being an uncomfortable ride. You've also worked this comfortableness into it, including that with the intelligent suspension system, the IS system. This still gives you the fun of being on the water, but not as bumpy a ride for users.
Exactly. And also, we improved the dryness, the it's a new hull that we have on this new platform, the S3 hull. And that new hull, make it on a rough water condition, you don't get wet, so you can run, you can ride on the water, you didn't get wet, you absorb the wave condition, and we calibrate the suspension mainly between 2 to 3 feet of wave, so it's quite a rough condition, and that's it, you improve the comfort for the ride, for the operator, and also for the passenger.
Now, I understand that the company has garnered some incredible achievements for this technology. The United States Coast Guard has actually presented a boating safety award.
Yes, we received that boating safety award at the Miami Boat Show in January, and we are really proud, okay, to receive that. It's a recognition of our R&D work and all the effort that Sea-Doo put on the watercraft to improve the safety for our customer.
Ronald, how long has this been in development? Is this something that Sea-Doo has said, well, we'd like to make the ride a little different? I mean, is this constant R&D to try and find different ways to not only make it safer, but fun for the rider of all levels?
Yes, on this particular platform, okay, we developed. It took about 5 years, okay, of development, okay, and mainly 2 years of advanced research on suspension, okay, basically. And after that, we kick off the project 3 years ago, and at that point, okay, we start the IBR, intelligent brake and reverse system. And it took 3 years of a main R&D effort. So 2 years of advanced engineering and 3 years of development, I would say.
Now, I understand it also has a GPS speedometer that gives the riders accurate speed ratings. So if they're in an area where their speed is, well, maybe a little more controlled, they can actually get a better idea of how fast they're actually going.
Yeah, so with that, okay, we want to be sure, because the brake system is proportional to the speed you are going. So more you go faster, more we will apply the reverse thrust, okay, severely, I would say. So we want to have an accurate speed, okay? So it's for why we integrate a GPS inside the cluster with a small antenna to get the signal, okay? So with that GPS, we have the exact speed, and with the exact speed, we can really control the deceleration rate when we apply the brake.
Now, I've talked to other people who have ridden personal watercrafts, and they said, you know, when you stop, that can be a little tricky because you tend to, you know, kind of bob a little and go off to the side. The Sea-Doo GTX Limited IS-255 model has a system in it where you put it in park, and there's also some technology would help stabilize the PWC.
First, okay, we take care when we design the hull that the flotation will be good for 3 passenger, and also when we apply the brake, the reverse gate at a scoop, okay, and that scoop, okay, apply like a pressure on the gate and pull down the back of the boat. So the back of the boat is really putting down. Normally, when you apply the reverse gate without that feature, the nose will dive, okay, first, okay, when you will brake, and now you can have some instability. With that new, okay, reverse gate that we patented, okay, really the back of the boat is pulling down, and that helps a lot, okay, to stabilize the boat during the braking.
Excellent. And some great technology also built in to keep stuff waterproofed in a storage bin that's also removable from the unit. I'm wondering when James Bond is going to be using this one, because, you know, he could do some kind of rescue, pull up somewhere, grab his suit, and he's all dry. I mean, that's perfect.
Yes. That can, I can imagine that.
Well, tell us if our listeners out there and viewers are thinking about, you know, trying this out, what's the best way to do this? Obviously, to see a Sea-Doo dealership, and is there a website where they can get more information?
Yes, maybe I can let Stephen answer that question.
Hi, Stephen.
Hello. Yes, you can get more information at our website at www.seadoo.com, and there we have several videos which demonstrate how each of these technologies work and how they can enhance the riding experience for the customer.
You've got a great job, because I bet you get to get out there and actually try this stuff out, right?
Yeah, it's a wonderful job.
Well, hey, we also have a couple of dealerships here in Tucson for our listeners here in Tucson that would like to check it out. Tucson Motorsports and Ride Now Power Sports are up on Ina, not that far away. I'm going to be stopping in and taking a look at some of these models. And once again, congratulations on the tremendous achievements with this, and thanks for coming on Tech Talk Radio. Really appreciate that.
Thank you very much, Andy.